The canonization of the Tanakh, Shavuos Tavshin Ayin Vav, 5776. And the our shiur will talk about canonization of the Tanakh. Canonization of the Tanakh is not the canonization in the Christian sense, which the concept of the canon, but what we believe the canon. The canon is the idea of what is Kisvei HaKodesh. What is Kisvei HaKodesh? What's the significance of Kisvei HaKodesh? Who made the Kisvei HaKodesh? And that's the idea that we'll focus tonight. So let's see the Gemara in Basra, that source one. Talmud Rabbanan, Sidron Shel Neviim. What are Neviim? Yeshua, Shoiftin, Shmuel, Melachim, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, Yeshayahu, Yishneim Osor. Sidron Shel Ksuvim. What are Ksuvim? Rus, Tehillim, Sefer Tehillim, Yov, Mishle, Koel, Ashir, Ashirim, Kinos, Daniel, Miglas Esther, Divrei Hayomim. And then the Gemara asks the question, Mi Kosvan, who wrote the Neviim? So says the Gemara, Moshe Kosov Sifroi Parshas Bilam, Ve'yoyv. He wrote Sifroi and Parshas Bilam. The question is, what is Parshas Bilam? Okay? So Rashi says, Nevuosoi u'Mesholov. His Nevuos and his Mesholim, Afal Pishe Nant Tzorche Moshe V'Torosu V'Seder Ma'izev. Even though it's not the Tzorche Moshe. And the question is, what does it mean that it's not Tzorche Moshe? For sure it's Torah. So what's the Chiddush? Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the story of Avraham, the story of Yitzchak. So I mentioned that Rav Shach in Yisodei HaTorah quotes Rabbi Shmuel Leib Diskin, that Rabbi Shmuel Leib Diskin explains that all the stories of Avraham and etc., even though Avraham brought it, but when Avraham experienced that story, he experienced through the mediation of his own faculties. Was a Ispaklari Sheina Meira, meaning Avraham Avinu interpreted the way how he saw it. So when Moshe Rabbeinu rewrote that story, the story became different. The Nevuah of Avraham Avinu that was rewritten by Moshe is different because that is Paklari Meira. So Paklari Meira has a clarity and a dimension that even Avraham Avinu didn't experience. So even though Moshe Rabbeinu was writing the stories and the Nevuahs of Avraham, Yitzchok, Odom Arishon, he was writing his Sefer because his version is very different than the previous version. However, there's only one Navi who, besides Moshe, had those Paklare Mira, and that's Bilam. The Gemara says, Lekom Navi Bisrol, Lekom Bisrol, Lekom Bisrol, Navi Bisrol, Kemoshe Oid. Chazal say, Bisrol Lekom, Valbumis Kamen, Manu, what you call, Umanu Bilam. So Bilam was, Beumas Oilam, the Dark Moshe Rabbeinu, and he had his Paklare Mira. It's pretty much why? Because every Navi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the message, and even though he sees, the Navi sees through his own faculties, he could trust that he would try to find the Emes. But the only person who, if he went through his faculties, would not come to Emes, who distort the Emes, is Bilam. Bilam is such a Rasha. We know that Bilam is the shortage of Lovan. Lovan is the shortage of Sheker, Vayachlev is Maskurti Aseres Moinim, that he was able to change it in 100 times over. So therefore, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Nevuah to Bilam, that Nevuah would be distorted. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Bilam didn't speak to Bilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke through Bilam, Bispaklar Emira, because this way we avoided distortion. So therefore, by Bilam alone, it was already Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu actually didn't add anything. And that's why Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote his Sefer, which is the version of the is Paklar Amir of Moshe in Kol HaTorah Kula, and the story of Bilam, because that was already, the story of Bilam was already Paklar Amir before. And therefore, it has the Gemara says, he wrote Sifroi, Uparshas Bilam, which is a Dover Bifnei Atzmai. And that's the Gemara says, V'yoyf. So the Gemara continues, it says, Yeshua, cause of Sifroi, Shmoy, Napsuk, Yeshua, Torah, Moshe, Yeshua wrote his Sefer, in the last 8 Psukim of Torah, Shmuel, cause of Sifroi, Shmuel wrote his Sefer, and he wrote Shoiftim and Rus. And he wrote Shoiftim and Rus. And Rashi says he wrote Shoiftim because it was before his time. The question is, Rus is one of the Ksuvim we just saw before. If the author was Shmuel, who wrote his Sefer and then Shoiftim, and his Sefer and Shoiftim is Nevi'im, so why is Rus Ksuvim? What does Ksuvim mean? And why, if it is the same author, why isn't everything Nevi'im? We'll see that in a second. And the Gemara continues. David Kosa Sefer Tehillim. He wrote Sefer Tehillim Aledei Asor Azkenim. He לראות לו עשור הסקנים על ידי אודם הראשון, על ידי מלכי צדק, אברום, על ידי מוישה, על ידי ימן אזרוכי, על ידי ידוסון, על ידי יוסו, על ידי שלוש אבני קורח. That's why he wrote his sefer with, in conjunction, and he collected, he compiled the mizmoirim of 10 people from his earlier generations. Yirmiyahu, kosav svar sifroi, ve-sefer melochim. So Yirmiyahu wrote svar v-sefer melochim, he wrote Eicha also. The same question, why is Eicha Kisvei HaKodesh? Cheskia v-siyosu kosav Yeshayahu, Cheskia v-siyosu wrote Yeshayahu. Rashi says they wrote Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu himself did not write. And Rashi says, why? Shehorgoi Menashe, because Menashe killed him. Velo kosuf sifra, so he didn't have a chance to write the sefer. Shloi nevim koisim sifreim al vnei mosim, because the nevim didn't write concurrently with their nevuah. They compiled the sefer lifnei mosim, and since he was killed, he didn't have a chance to write Yeshayahu. Which is interesting. So Yeshayahu was not written by a person. Sefer Yeshayahu was written by a group of people. Chizkiyahu v'Isaiah. And therefore, in Yeshayahu, there's this like the Torah Yeshayahu, there's Isaiah 1 and Isaiah 2, appears to be a double voice. According to Chazal, it makes sense because it was Yeshayahu wrote, was a group of Chizkiyahu and Isaiah. Mishlei Shir HaShirim v'Koheles. And also Mishlei Shir HaShirim v'Koheles, all of them were not written by Shlomo HaMelech. It's a mistake to assume they were written by Shlomo HaMelech. They were written by Chizkiyahu v'Isaiah. Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, which is a group of Chachomim Nevi'im in the beginning of Bayit Sheni, that Chazal say that the Gemara Megillah, that they were Mehem Nevi'im or Mehem Chachomim, and the Maariz Chiyus quotes the Yerushalmi, that there were 35 Nevi'im and 85 Chachomim. And 85 Chachomim, which is Keneged Vayibin Tzoyaoron, the number of letters Vayinsiya Beoron, because Vayibin Tzoyaoron is the transition between the Sefer Bamidbar beforehand, which is Yoytzi Mitzrayim, to the Sefer Bamidbar afterwards, which is Boi Horet. Because the Oren is the Kedushas HaShechina within the realm of Elam Hazeh. That's the mid of Neira. The idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kebiyochol hides himself within the Bria, and therefore allows you to have a gilui of Nevuah to transition into a gilui of Chochmah. And the gilui of Chochmah is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us, but inspiration from within. And therefore, Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were that transitional moment that we went from Torah Shebichtav, from Nevuah, to Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the generation which was all based on inspiration, based on learning, based on Chachomim, what Sifrei, what Echol, Espeki Echol says, that when Bayit Sheni, that they realized that they were losing Nevuah. And the Goyin says in the Brides of Seder Olam, that the reason why they lost Nevuah is because Anshei Knesset HaGdolah had to be mevatel to destroy the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. And why? Because we actually lost the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. That was the Churban Bayit Rishon. So we had to actually destroy that Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah is a false revelation from above. So therefore, once we had to be mevatel, the Keneged Zeh, we had to be mevatel the Torah Shaboy. And therefore, the Nevuah was bottled also. If we have Nevuah, which is a supernatural communication revelation, you have to have something which is the counterpart to allow Bechira to have some kind of a challenge. So since we lost Nevuah, we lost Avodah Zarah. That was the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. And Pirkei Eichol says the Klal Yisrael were not ready to build the Beis HaMikdash if they wouldn't have the experience of Nevuah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll give you Torah Shebaal Peh in a much greater way, in a much deeper way than it was before, to replace that. So Anshei Knesset HaGdolah is that transitional moment. And as you will see, the Goyin Mishlei says, the Choisme, the ones who actually established, the ones who compiled, the one who made actually the Chasim of Kisvei HaKodesh, is Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. But besides being the, we'll soon see, the editors, the compilers of Kisvei HaKodesh, they actually wrote some Sforim. So says the Gemara, what did they write? They wrote Yecheskel. Rashi says, because Yecheskel, again, is a Nevuah Shebechutz Loretz. They wrote Shnei Masor. They wrote Daniel. That's why the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah was a body of people that came from Bayit Sheni, and they went all the way to when? To Shimon HaTzadik. And Shimon HaTzadik, the Mishnah Nova says that he was Mishiori Anshe Knesset Gedol. He was the remnant of Anshe Knesset Gedol. What does it mean remnant? Because he's the beginning of the generation of Tesha B'Av. The Nevi'im, the 35 Nevi'im died. The 85 Chachomim remained and became the new reality. That's called the Axial Age. And that came through Shimon HaTzadik, which is the beginning of Tesha B'Av. That's why the Gemara in Yuma says, the Brice in Sedor, I'm sorry, the first says, that time is the time of Alexander the Great, the beginning of the real explosion. The Anhog of Torah Sheba'al Peh is Alexander the Great. Bimois Alexander Mokhtadik Bibay Sadolim says, Botla Nevuah Misrael, Mikan Ve'elach Ase Oznecho Kafar Chesed Oshnan Devei Chachomim. That transitional moment, the Nevuah finally stops, is the end of Anshe Knesset HaGedolah, is the beginning of Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great was famous because he established Hellenism in the world. And the Gemara in Yuma says that when he came to destroy, to conquer Yerushalayim, Shimon HaTzadik came to greet him, and he went ahead, and the Gemara says that he went down of this donkey, or of his horse, or whatever, and he bowed down to Shimon HaTzadik. And his servants asked him why, and he said, because the Musni Yukno Shalzeh, because the image of Shimon HaTzadik is the one who lechas benatzachas lefon, and he's the one who wins by battles. So why is Shimon HaTzadik winning the battles of Alexander the Great? It makes sense, because Alexander the Great is the founder of the Greek Empire, which means Hellenism, and Hellenism is that counterpart to Torah Sheba'al Peh. The same way the Avodah Zorah, the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zorah, was allowing and enabling Nevuah to be given to us, the Yetzer Hara of Torah Sheba'al Peh, which is Chochmah Yevonis, was enabling Torah Sheba'al Peh to come. And therefore, Shimon HaTzadik, Alexander the Great, realized that the one giving him the power to actually bring about Hellenism to the world was Shimon HaTzadik, which was bringing Torah Sheba'al Peh. So that's a transitional moment. So Daniel was written all the way to then. That's why Daniel, the scholars of the radio say that there are many late ideas there, even referencing themselves to Hellenism, to the upcoming Hellenism. And the reason is because the one who wrote is not Daniel. The one who wrote is Anshe Knesset HaGedolah. And Anshe Knesset HaGedolah continued all the way until the times of Alexander the Great, which is the beginning of Hellenism. Okay? So they wrote Daniel, but also they wrote Megillas Esther. Prescriber already in the Sefer says that even though the Pasuk says is Mashma, that Mordechai and Esther wrote Esther. What does it mean Anshe Knesset HaGedolah wrote? And Rashi says because they could not have written Megillas Esther because of the Chutzlaretz, and the Kisvei HaKodesh needed to be written there as well. So the scroll says very partial, because what Esther Mordechai wrote is a book to be written for Megillas Esther. That even if you held that Megillas Esther never had Kedushas Kisvei HaKodesh, or so soon see there's a machloikes if they ever got Kedushas Kisvei HaKodesh, even if you didn't get Kisvei HaKodesh, you still had to write it to be able to read Menaksav. So Mordechai and Esther wrote Megillas Esther mitzad Megillas Esther. But the Gemara says the Megillah that she Esther Chachomim kisvun ledoires, give this Kisvei HaKodesh. But the decision of Kisvei HaKodesh was made by Anshe Knesset HaGedolah. And Anshe Knesset HaGedolah was the one who actually wrote Megillas Esther bedin Kisvei HaKodesh. And then Ezra, cause of Sifro, the Gemara says, V'yachar shel divrei hayom imadloi, he wrote Sefer Ezra, and he wrote Divrei Hayom until his time. And the Gemara says afterwards, Uman Askei, who is the one who completed it, Nechemya ben Achalayim. So these are the authors. Now, how does that reconcile with the Gemara in Brochas, which is source 2? The Gemara in Brochas quotes like this, Omar Abelabi Becham, Omar Bishim bin Nakish, Maidich Siv. What does it say in the Pasuk? Vetna lecho es lucho isa even. The Pasuk says that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe Rabbeinu the Luchos Aven, a Torah and a Mitzvah that Kodesh Baruch Hu wrote to teach them. And the Gemara goes to explain the Luchos means Aseres HaDibros, Torah is a Mikra, but Asher Kosafti Elo Nevi'im V'Ksuvim. So that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai, Nevi'im V'Ksuvim. So how can you tell me that these people wrote later? The Torah was all given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Saktumot Debes LeYaakov says, what it means is what the Gemara says in Tainis. It doesn't mean that the Nevuah was already given to Moshe. The Nevi'im wrote. But the Torah has allusions to the Levim. There is leka milsa dechsiva benivim v'lo remiza b'raisa. There's never, the Gemara says, any message of Nevim which is not already in Remez in the Torah. So the Gemara says that that's what it means. Nevim v'ksuvim doesn't mean that Nevim v'ksuvim were written by Moshe. There was a Remez. And also, the ideas and the methods were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. The same way the Torah Shebaal Peh was given to Moshe. It doesn't mean that all the Mishnah was given to Moshe, but the Remez to the Mishnah, the methods and the system was given to Moshe. Okay? So this is the Mishnah, the idea of who wrote Kisvei HaKodesh. Now the question is, what's the significance of Kisvei HaKodesh? What special idea is Kisvei HaKodesh? If you're going to tell me that Kisvei HaKodesh is something that has canonicity, value, halachic value, right? That's not true. Because we know that there were things outside of Kisvei HaKodesh, and many of them were precluded from us, but some of them have actually halachic validity, and you can ask your darshan, even though it's not part of Kisvei HaKodesh. Where is it? If you look at source 9, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Amud Beis, Rabbi Akiva Oimer Afa Koyere Bisvorim Achitzoinim, the Gemara says, Tana Bisifri Aminim. Sforim Achitzoinim, if you read one of the Apocrypha, if you read the Sforim, which are outside of Kisvei HaKodesh, you have no Chelek Olam Haba. The Gemara says, which Sefer Adur? That's the Sefer HaMinim. Minim is Galochim. Because you realize that when Kisvei HaKodesh was Nigma, it was a monumental situation. Because from now on, you couldn't have anything outside. And the basic machloik is between the Prushim and the various other sects, including Christianity, was their claim that Nevuah never stopped. And our claim was that Nevuah stopped. So if you read the Apocrypha, which means the Sforim which were excluded, and they were excluded because that was Gufa de Machloikes, which is post Anshe Knesset Agdoila Nevuah, Elo Chelek L'Olam Haba. And those are the Christians, the Galochim, it's called Sifrei Aminim. Okay? But the Gemara quotes Rav Yosef, Omer Af Ben Sira Nami Oso L'Mikrei. Even the book of Ben Sira, you're also not allowed to read. And Omar Rabbi Yosef, but the more continues later, Mili Mal Yosef de Ispe, the good parts of Ben Sira, Darshin, you could actually Darshan. So you see, you could have Droshos, and you could teach, and you could learn Ben Sira. And Ben Sira is not Kisvei HaKodesh. So what's the significance of Kisvei HaKodesh that we go to explain what Kisvei HaKodesh are all about? So if you look in Source 3, the Gemara said like this: Perek shenim chagvinishtar boy shmuinu chavechavish oisis. Shmuinu chavish oisis. If it was a perek that was erased, but there were left 85 oisis, kiparshas, the size of parsha vayibin soy horon, the Gemara holds is a sefer bifniatsmoy metamesayadaim, is metamesayadaim. Now, which is interesting, and then the Gemara says, Megillah, any Megillah, shekosu ba shmuinu chavish oisis, metamesayadaim. Call Kisvei HaKodesh Metame Mesayadayim. Kisvei HaKodesh, the Chiddush is that's Metame Mesayadayim. So the defining idea of Kisvei HaKodesh Metame Mesayadayim, that's why the Gemara says in Megillah, according to Shmuel, Esther is not Metame Mesayadayim. So the Gemara's response automatically, you're going to tell me if you're not Metame Mesayadayim, so you're telling me that Esther is not Meruach HaKodesh? So you know that Metame Mesayadayim is what is the ultimate defining criterion of Kisvei HaKodesh. Therefore, if you hold the Metame Mesayadayim, it's not Meruach HaKodesh. The Gemara says, you're right, Meruach HaKodesh need the Chosef. So the Ksiva Meruach HaKodesh means Metame Mesayadayim. The question is very funny. Metame Mesayadayim, what's the significance of Metame Mesayadayim? If you look at the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yudal Mudav, the source 5, the Mishnah says, Sefer my time goes to Berabon Tumah. Why is there Tumah by Sforim? The Gemara says, Omar Abishar, Shemitchelo, Mitznimes, Oichel, Mitrum, Etzel, Sefer Torah. Because people had a crazy meaning. They kept Truma with Kisvei HaKodesh. The Omru, Hai Kodesh, Vai Kodesh. I said, they're both Kodesh, so we're going to store there instead of putting in the fridge. We're going to put in Sefer Torah. Given the Kochoz, the cause of Ipsida, when they saw that this was causing the loss of Kisvei HaKodesh, the Gemara says, Gomru, and the Gemara says, Afa Yadama Proises Machmas. Sefer Proises Satuma. The Yadayim is also Metame. So that's some kind of a circumstantial idea. It's some of the contingency. This is a story that happened. So that's the defining moment of Kisvei HaKodesh. What does that mean? If you look at Mishnah Yadayim, Mishnah Yadayim brings a different dimension. Mishnah Yadayim says like this, Oymer Mitzukim, Mitzukim we used to say, Koivim Anu Alechem Prushim, we don't understand the Prushim. Shatem Oymer Kisvei HaKodesh Mishnah Yadayim, you are the one who hold the Kisvei HaKodesh Mishnah Yadayim, Vesiver Hamirus, and the words of Homer, the Odyssey in the Iliad, Eina Metam Mishnah Yadayim, there's not Metam Mishnah Yadayim. Doesn't make any sense, Kisvei HaKodesh Metam, but Homer is not. And the idea is both are epics. Right? So one, see, them to tell them, Omar, Bichem, Zak, Bichem, Zak, answer them. If he had learned Prushim, that's the only time he had enough. Hariyem, Oymen, look at the Prushim. Atzmo is chamor, mitamim, sedayim. A donkey, toirim. A donkey, these bones are toher. The Atzmo is Yechel, King Godel. And the Atzmo is Yechel, King Godel. Yechel, King Godel was the biggest hero of the Tzukim because he was a Tzukim and became a Tzukim at the age of 80. So he was this guy, great example. He was the great, the great idol of the Tzukim was Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai time, and you see a donkey is taller, and Yochanan Kohen Gadol to me, also they have the same paradox. That's different because they're taller than the Chiba. Because they want to give respect to the bones of the parents. That you should not make usage of the bones. That's why they metame. Mashenki and the donkey, which is not choshuv. So he answered, the chiba of Kisvei HaKodesh give them tuma like Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Now what's his tusha to Yochanan Kohen Gadol? But the word is Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the word is that there's tumas misa. Chazal wanted to say that Homer is not metame because they have no chiba, but Kisvei HaKodesh are metame, but the tumas ayadayim is in tumas misa. Why? Because the whole idea of Kisvei HaKodesh is that nevuah now stops, and now it's an empty body, but the neshama has gone away with nevuah. The inspiration, the message has gone away. So then it's mamash givaldok metame ayadayim, because Kisvei HaKodesh tells you that this is nevuah. The Nevuah means that today it's not animated by the spiritual revelation, because that revelation went away. This is the body, the dead body of Nevuah. And today how it animates has to be through Tereshu Baal Peh. So therefore, Tumas Hayadayim is the defining moment to tell you that this is Nevuah, the past its time. It's a Nevuah that was Nifta. Therefore, this is what Kisvei HaKodesh are. Is the remnants of what Nevuah was. And also there's a nafkimina also because of that. The Nevuah needs to be done mitoich haksav, cannot be done balpeh. Dvorim shemichsav yatay roh shalom balpeh. And the Breskov says, it's ready, the truth is the chikrei lev already quotes that what happens is that you are not yoitze de mitzvah. That's why the Rishonim as Vashayla, if you're yoitze de mitzvah, can you do baal peh? But you're not yoitze de mitzvah because Kisvei HaKodesh need to be biksav. And that makes sense because that's a remnant of a previous life. But the chidush of Anshei Knesset HaGdol is that by creating Kisvei HaKodesh, you give them tuma and you tell you that no more. So this is the Gemara. But the question is, what does Kisvei HaKodesh, what does Ksuvim, what's the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim? So, the Shittas HaRishonim is that Nevuah is prophecy. Kisvei HaKodesh come from something called Ruach HaKodesh, which is divine inspiration, which is lower level. Therefore, even though the same authors were the same, Shmuel wrote his Sefer, which is Nevuah, but he wrote Rus's Ksuvim, because Ksuvim was not done with a divine message, it was done with divine inspiration. Now, what's Nafkimina? So the Tziv says a very big Nafkimina. The Kisvei HaKodesh, or the Nevi'im, they are what's called divine language, is a message giving to you. The Ksuvim is a inspiration, which is human language, is your language, it was inspired by God. And therefore, the more makes a big Nafkimina, the Moshe. We paskin that the Gemara has the whole idea that Rosh Hashanah is lo ikre chag. That's why it's not chag besimcha. But the pasuk says, if you look into Tehillim, tiku b'choy de shoifar b'kesel yoyim chageinu. So Rosh Hashanah is called a chag. But he says that's very good, because we are saying that it's not chag b'loshan akoy Torah. B'loshan nevim is not called chag. Chag is only called b'loshan b'nei Adam. Ksubim is b'loshan b'nei Adam. That's how the Netziv says. Now, Pcham would just say something different. He says like this. Nevuah, the pshat is b'loshan nivsasayim, is a message. It was a message to be given, and then you have to write that message for posterior generations. That's why v'aledei avadecha nevim kosov lemur. Is v'aledei avadecha nevim, meaning avadecha nevim, they were supposed to do it, and then it's kosov. Masha'en ken ksuvim, the chiv, the nevu was to be written. And then from the writing, you go, so it's a genre of a text. That's why it bidivri kotchacha kosov lemor. The Iker word is not that the Nevim came to say our idea, the Videcha Nevim kosov lemor. Is the idea is the kisve ha koidesh nemor. Bidivri kotchacha kosov lemor. It's a din ksiva, it's a din genre. So the mail is very different. One is a message that was written, the other one is a text that was composed. Now the Goin says in Mishlei something givaldic. Says the Goin in Mishlei, that's the way the going does is Masha the Nevi'im is debatable, but it says the Pharaoh on the Ksuvim. That who were the compilers that compiled the Sefer is Anshek Nesagdula. They was the ones who terminated Nevuah and they created Kisvei HaKodesh. And we saw that Metames Hayadayim. But they were the compilers, they were the authors of some. So as they're going, even on the stuff that they were not authors, they were able to add, because once the Sforim, if Kisvei HaKodesh, according to Reb Chaim, they are genres of text, they added any other subsequent nevuos that fit the same genre of text and they included on the text, because the Ksuvim is a text. So therefore it says, you've seen the in Tehillim, says the Gro, you have things which are much later, Al Naris Bovel, when he talks about the Churban. How could they have David HaMelech written this? The truth is that the Malbim and in his Akdoma, and Ibn Ezra in his Akdoma, they say, Lechora, maybe it's the Nevu of Moshe, of David HaMelech on the Churban, but maybe it was inserted later. The Groin says, Bevadai, the Mitzadri of Kisvei HaKodesh were who? Were Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. On Ksuvim, for sure, they added, because Ksuvim is a text. So anything that fit the genre, they added. Says the Goyim, the same thing as Mishlei. Mishlei is wisdom literature. They added. That's why there is Divri Lemuel. Lemuel was much later than Shlomai, but was added by Anshei Knesset HaGdolah because it fit the genre. Because according to Reb Chaim, the idea of Ksuvim is the creation of a genre of text. That genre of text is a channel that you could add anything, and Anshei Knesset HaGdolah went ahead and added. That's why you have such anachronism. You have things which are much later because they were added by Anshei Knesset HaGdolah to create the genre of text. So that is Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Anshei Knesset HaGdolah are called, they are the greatest, they were the beginning of Torah Sheba'al Peh, and their biggest action was to close Kisvei HaKodesh. By creating scripture, the Kisvei HaKodesh, they basically created a body which the Neshama went away to tell the end of Nevuah. That end of Nevuah is what created the machloikis between us and the Christians, us and the different sects, the Dead Sea Scrolls, because they believed that Nevuah continued. That break of Nevuah is what created the generation of Torah Sheba'al Peh and the entire idea of the Bayis Sheni, which is the beginning of the Anhag of Torah Sheba'al Peh, which is the axial age in Judaism. Now, the Gemara later in Shabbos says that the Chachomim had a Shaila, that they were going to be goines some Sforim. Some Sforim were supposed to be actually buried and put away because the Gemara had problems with Yecheskel, had problems with Koheles. But means that the work is Kisvei HaKodesh, but Chazal in a later generation decided that maybe they're going to bury, they're going to hide away, they're going to put away some of the Sforim because they're not for public consumption. That's the Gemara there. But, however, there's a machloikist in Tanoim. In the Kasim of Kisvei HaKodesh that was done by Anshe Knesset HaGdoila, which form did it include? So if you look at the source number 3, the Mishnah in Yadayim in Perek Gimel has the following. Shira Shirim v'Koheles are Metames HaYadayim. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shira Shirim Metames HaYadayim, but Koheles is a machloikes. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Koheles is Metames HaYadayim v'Shira Shirim is a machloikes. So hereby we have a whole discussion between Shira Shirim and Koheles. The Gemara Megillah holds that Esther was a debate if that was included in that quote-unquote canonization by Anshe Knesset HaGdoila. And that's why in Qumran, when they went to the Dead Sea Scrolls, they found all Kisvei HaKodesh, all of the scriptures, but they didn't find Esther. Shmuel, which is in the 3rd century of the Common Era, held that Esther is not part of Kisvei HaKodesh, not Metames HaYadayim. So there was a big machloikis because those foreign, Esther, Koheles, Shira Shirim, very controversial. Esther is a story that has no Shem Hashem, is actually a Jewish woman that gets married to a Persian king and saves Klal Yisrael. Intermarriage. No Shem Hashem. Koheles is also no Shem Hashem and is a very dark wisdom literature. Very similar to different style of genres of that time. Shira Shirim is a poetry. So therefore it's a debate if this has a din of Kisvei HaKodesh or not. And that was the Machloikes. The Machloikes was only settled by the time of Shmuel, which is in the 3rd century, that the Pasuk that Kisvei HaKodesh included. Now the problem is, if you look at it, in Surah 6, we know that Kisvei HaKodesh are supposed to be 24. Levada barava mesade masnisi esvera batzmid, it was said to be 24 times, kineget nivim uksuvim, which Nevi'im Ksuvim is 24 Svarim. So you see the finished 24 Svarim. If you look at Source 7, it says, Kemasmeirois, right? Divrei Torah Kemasmeirois, to tell you, Ma Mishmores Kiuna Levi'a Chovdaldas Sfifra Koidesh Chovdalet. They are supposed to be 24 Sfifra Koidesh, Kenegi the 24 Mishmores Kiuna. The Medrash Rabbah, Medrash, the Yosef, the Yisor, the Kishbo, Chavdal, the Sforim, Kosav, Tilcho, the Yisor, the Toysef, Aleim. So there is the idea of Chavdal, Kisvei HaKodesh. But if you take Esther, or if you take Koheles, if you take Shira Shirim, you don't have 24. So how are you going to do it? Now, Rav Dovid Cohen, in his Akdoma to his Sefer Nus, wants to say something very Givaldiki Chap. He says, because if you look at the Mishnah in Yadayim in Source 3, Mishnah Yadayim Perek Gimel, it goes into the idea of a Sefer that has 85 words is Metames HaYadayim, Keneged Vayim Yisoyaron. And then it goes to Machloikis in Shira Shirim. What does it have to do with Machloikis in Shira Shirim of the 85 words? What's Tzushtel? So he wants to say, because you know Machloikis, Rabban Gamliel and Rebbe, if Ibn Soyaoran is a separate Sefer Bifnei Atzmi. According to Rebbe, there are 7 Chumashim. Because Bamidba until Ibn Soyaoran is a Sefer, Ibn Soyaoran, which is 85 words, is a Sefer Bifnei Atzmi, and then the rest of it is another Sefer. So if you hold the Ibn Soyaoran is a Sefer and splits, you have 7 Chumashim. So you could have the right to take away 2 of the Ksuvim. And that's good for the idea, to take those 2. So the 2 Machloikes are going to be told as Zebeze. That's a big Kiddush. He wants to say that the Machloikes, if Shira Shirim and Koheles have Kisvei HaKodesh, is taller than the Machloikes if you have 7 Chumashim or 5 Chumashim, if by Ibn Soyor, into Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, if I'm mistaken, and Rabbi in the Gemara Shabbos. But I think you don't have to come out of that. If you look at Josephus says that there were 2 traditions of how much Kisvei HaKodesh was. If Kisvei HaKodesh of 24, keneged the 24 Mishmoros Kehuna, or there were 22 keneged the Aleph Beis. And the truth is the church fathers also, when they go, because the church fathers added, for them they have more than 24, because they have all of these Nevi'im which were after Anshe Knesset HaGdoila, like Ezra 2, like Tobin and all of these guys, which were later, because that's good for the Machloikes. 24 is the idea that there is no more afterwards. But they themselves quoted the Purushim had two different traditions, 24 or 22. So then you could say that if you held the Esther and Shirashirim, they had a tradition of 22 Kisvei HaKodesh. And that would make a lot of sense. Because if you look at 24, what is 24? The significance of 24 is connected to 24 Shmores Keuna, which is connected to 24 Tachshei Dekala. 24 are the Tzirufim, are the permutations of Shem Adonis. Adonis is four letters. Four letters you could permutate in 24 different combinations. That is Dalud the Nyud is the Torah Shebal Peh, which is Malchus, right? Which is the Shem HaKriya, which is the Kriya, which is Torah Shebal Peh, the Beskrov always says. So the idea is that according to the Man D'Omer, who the Kisvei HaKodesh at 24, Kisvei HaKodesh in itself is the ultimate beginning of Torah Shebal Peh. That's why it's 24. Why? Because by what is made, and it was done by Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, who closed the Tanakh, because the closing the Tanakh, giving Kisvei HaKodesh, is telling that's Metames Hayadayim, that there is no more animation. There is no more Nevuah. So the first step of Torah Shebal Peh was creating Kisvei HaKodesh, which put an end to Kisvei HaKodesh. By canonizing it, put an end. And that's why it includes Sforim, which appear to be Torah Shebal Peh, like Shir HaShirim and Koheles. It could be the other man, the Omers, who took out Shir HaShirim and Koheles, is 22, because 22, steht in Zoya, that the Shem Hava Yud Ki Vav Ki, if you take it, spell it out, Yud Ki Vav Ki is 4, if you spell out Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey, Hey, Ale, Vav, Vav, Ale, Vav, it's 10, and if you spell out for a third level, the Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, Vav, Vav, Ale, Vav, it's 25 letters. It says the Zohar is connected to 22 letters of the Aleph base and the 3, which is Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Because that's Torah Shebichsav, that HaKadosh Baruch is being Mizgale Bo'ilam Hazeh, that goes into the 3 Darg of the Olam, as Yud Ki Vav Ki, which is 4, 10, and 25. And that's why it is 22 Sforim connected to Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. And that makes sense if it's a din of Torah Shebichsav. All this forum, which appear to be human interventions, like Koheles, like Shir HaShirim, like Esther, they're excluded. So then it could be those are the two traditions. Is it the Chasim HaSaksuvim, Torah Shebichsav Dikedin, which should be 22, like the 22 letters of Al Beis, plus the distribution of Torah Devim Ksuvim, that makes it 25? Or is it connected Al Dehashem Atos, which is Torah Shebal Peh, and therefore include the wisdom literature? Because in essence, this is the beginning of Torah Shebal Peh. The canonization of Torah Shebichsav is the beginning of Torah Shebal Peh, and that was the great action of Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. And therefore, this is the beginning of this, or those 85. Because if you look at 85, it's always the transition from Boi Bamidbar, Yoytzei Mitzrayim, to Boi Eretz Yisrael. That's a transition of 85. So those 85 Chachom, the transition of Torah Shebichsav to Torah Shebal Peh, by making it Kisvei HaKodesh, and by making it Kisvei HaKodesh, you actually basically made it a goof without Neshoma, which the Tumas HaYadayim came to define what Kisvei HaKodesh all about.